Welcome to All Electric with Daniel Callow from EV Mojo.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Chris. How are you today?
Not bad. Talking EVs again because, well, EVs are on everybody's lips and a lot of the car companies are indicating that petrol engines are on the way out. So, yeah, even more relevant as time goes by.
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely seeing a shift.
Now, I've got a series of questions about you because there's one group that seemed to be starting to almost dominate the market, I suppose, and that is the Chinese. So I suppose the first question I'd ask an expert is, how good are Chinese EVs? Are they any good?
Good question. I mean, it's something we sort of get asked a lot, and the question always gets thrown around. I mean, I suppose traditionally when people think of Chinese vehicles, they think low cost. And sometimes low quality, you know, workmanship maybe not so great, but it's a very cheap sort of car. In the EV sector, that's not the case at all. It's actually becoming quite the opposite. What we're seeing in the Chinese EVs and the Chinese EV sector is very high technology, very high quality, very high levels of very high standards, and we're seeing some of the best EVs on the market now. Coming out of China, so it's a shift that's very welcoming, I must say. And at the same time, you're getting these great vehicles at very affordable prices. And I suppose, you know, there's a few things that there's a few reasons probably why that's happening, and why China's able to do quality vehicles that are, you know, technology driven. I suppose the biggest thing is they've got a lot of big tech companies in China. And these big tech companies have very deep pockets. So, you know, this sector has been driven by the big tech in China throwing billions of dollars. And I think this year another $19 billion was announced being thrown at the EV sector. And every big tech company in China is into EV. So everything from Xiaomi, Baidu, Huawei, Didi, Oppo, Tencent. I mean, you name it, they're in EV. And these are world-leading, class-leading, you know, companies that take, you know, consumer experience, quality, engagement, and customer satisfaction very, very, very seriously. So it's gone of the days of, you know, cheap products and cheap cars to, it's all about consumer engagement and connecting and creating ecosystems around the vehicles where the app is a part of your life that connects your car with you, with your house and everything. And it's very much, you know, a model that we see more akin to something like Netflix or Apple in how they engage with their consumers. So these are what the Chinese EV makers are doing, and they're doing it very, very well with their own market. So we're starting to see them now export out. And that's where it begins is, you know, we start seeing them go to other markets. NIO, for example, have announced that they're entering Norway, you know, the biggest EV market in the world. So when you see that starting to happen, you know, it's getting serious. And you know that the Chinese EV market's mature enough to do so and of a level of quality where you can compete with some of the, you know, more incumbent players like your Tesla and your Volkswagen, who are, you know, in Norway doing it quite well. So I would say, yeah, you know, are the Chinese made EVs any good? I'd say definitely they are, and they compete with, you know, Tesla on a very high level. And I think we're going to start seeing innovation that's probably going to supersede some of the innovation we've seen with Tesla even.
Well, look, Chinese brands, they're unfamiliar to us in Australia to a fair degree. We see some internal combustion engine vehicles around, and even those are unfamiliar to us, the brands. So what are some of the makes and models that we'll be seeing here in Australia? And what do they cost is a very important thing, because I think an EV is, that's been one of the limitations of EVs, is the cost. And when can we expect those vehicles to start to arrive in numbers?
Yeah, interesting question. I mean, look, it's one that it's difficult to put a timeline and price on some of the vehicles that are coming because we're so early in the sort of development cycle. And unfortunately, Australia doesn't get prioritised as a market as do other nations. However, at the moment, we have one Chinese-made EV that is available, and that's the MG. MG is a brand that one of the largest Chinese automakers, SAIC, purchased a number of years ago. So that is a Chinese EV, the MG ZS EV, and that's around $45,000. We've talked about that previously on the show. Great car and great value for money. But what are we going to start seeing with other, as you say, the lesser known Chinese brands? Probably one of the biggest is BYD. So BYD have, they've been manufacturing and on the brink of manufacturing some really cost effective EVs that we're going to definitely start seeing in Australia. So on low volume import, we're going to start seeing the T3 and the EA1. Now these are very low priced EVs. So the T3 is a commercial van that's going to sell for around $35,000, and that will probably start heading to our shores by the end of this year. And the EA1 is a hatchback with a range of around 200 to 500 kilometres, depending on the configuration. And once again, that's going to probably start around the 35,000 mark. So we're talking about groundbreaking pricing here, where you really are competing now with sort of your semi-premium hatchback segment. NIO is another really big name in China. So NIO is probably what's considered the Tesla of China, and most probably Tesla's largest competitor. They are an EV manufacturer, so they don't make petrol cars. They only make EV cars. And they've got one of their models is the ES6, and we may be seeing that down under. That does 0 to 100 in about 4.7 seconds with about a 600-kilometre range, which is very decent. And that's going to go for probably around the 75 mark. So it's a bit more in that semi-premium range. It's probably going to compete more with a Model Y. But that's definitely good bang for buck. And another brand that's quite large in China that we're going to start seeing some of their vehicles will be XPeng. So XPeng are very innovative in their space. And they've got what's known as the P7. And what's groundbreaking about XPeng's P7 is it's the longest range vehicle in China that's available, and it delivers a 700 kilometer range. Does 0 to 100 in just over 4 seconds, and it's probably going to land here at around that 60 to 70k mark. So you're talking about vehicles now that compete very closely with Tesla, that may offer consumer experiences that, if not, are better than Tesla consumer experience. So very aggressive pricing, very cool cars, and very much focused on the consumer experience and the lifestyle that it provides. So it's not just about jumping in your car anymore. Your car becomes part of your life. So the apps that are associated with these vehicles are integrated with your life.
My final question is probably a little bit irrelevant, because I think the enthusiasm in your voice has already pre-answered it. But how successful do you think the Chinese EV brands will be in the long term? I think you've almost answered that already. Can they really compete against Tesla, General Motors, Ford, all these major companies who are well established?
Yeah, look, I mean, in the long term, it's hard to say. In the short term, they may grab market share based on price. Let's say they come in, they're aggressive with their pricing, and they offer the technology. So we're probably going to see a decent grab at market share early on. I mean, to keep the long term brand and keep people on board, they have to really focus more on the consumer experience, which is where the Chinese, I suppose, are really good. So if you look at a traditional automaker like GM or Ford or something like that, you buy one of their cars and see you later. They don't engage with you ever again. You might get an email from them, 5 years' time to say, hey, thinking about upgrading? Whereas these automakers, the Chinese automakers, are very much focused on engaging with you through the whole journey of that ownership of that vehicle. So I think brand loyalty will be something that they focus very heavily on, which in turn will probably determine whether or not they succeed in the long run. So we're going to see, and also the other thing is we're going to see a change in the business model, I think, from one where, you manufacture a vehicle to one where, a bit more like Apple, where vehicle manufacturers will develop and design their own vehicles, and then they will use the Chinese automakers as their contract manufacturers. So, you know, Apple designs and builds the iPhone, designs and develops the iPhone, but it contract manufactures it to Foxconn. So technically the iPhone is a Chinese-made phone. And we're going to see the same thing, I think, with cars. We're going to see some of the big automakers potentially contract manufacturing their electric vehicles with the big Chinese automakers. So the future might be that although you're driving a Ford, you're probably driving a Chinese-made vehicle. So it's possibly where it's going to head. So that would also determine that, you know, the Chinese are going to be successful, even though their brand might not be on it. So either way, I think that they're definitely going to make an impact on the market. And, you know, it just depends how much of that market share they get in the long run.
Absolutely. Look, if people want to keep up to date with what's going on in the world of electric vehicles, www.evmojo.com is the place to go and look. And your knowledge of this field is immense. And I do thank you for your time and your expertise each month. It really does enlighten us, because we're no doubt seeing a seismic shift in motoring, and that'll happen over the next few years and gain momentum, I think, don't you?
Yeah, definitely, and it's an exciting space. And thank you for your kind words, Chris. And yeah, love being on the show. And we look forward to, you know, exploring this brave new world of EV and the excitement that it brings along.